We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Senate last night passing that foreign aid package. With us this morning with a little more information about that, Fox News Radio's Ryan Spells. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
I guess there was no big surprise. They had the votes. Everybody knew they had the votes, right?
Yeah, I think we kind of knew that. You know, this foreign aid package, a similar one, passed the Senate back in February. So this was just a different style of foreign aid package, where they went about the process differently in the House, having them vote on each thing individually, separately, and then had that fourth national security bill attached to it. Now, that includes the ban on TikTok, which is now going to be putting the clock on ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to divest its stake within the next year. And there's also some pay-for provisions like the Repo Act, which allows the U.S. to use frozen Russian assets to pay for foreign aid. And also, there is a loan program for Ukraine that apparently the former President Trump endorses.
Well, I guess it came down to at least one person arguing that we shouldn't be spending money in foreign countries. We should bring it, say, here. But, you know, I've thought about that. I'm thinking about how you keep your enemies at bay. Sometimes you support those who support us, those who are doing the job over there in Ukraine.
Right. And Speaker Johnson has kind of had a little bit of a change of tune on this issue since he took over the Speaker's gavel. And he has consistently voted against Ukraine or been skeptical of it in the past. Now, he's getting more intelligence briefings than he ever has before. And he also has a son who's going to be going to the Naval Academy. And Johnson has said pretty passionately at press conferences that he wants to be on the right side of history. And he really does fear the idea of Vladimir Putin invading other countries besides Ukraine if he's able to take Ukraine. So it's been a little bit of a shift for Speaker Johnson, but one where he believes he's going to be on the right side of history.
Yeah, well, funny how that works when it gets personal, isn't it? People do change their tune. Okay. So we got it. There's also money for something called Indo-Pacific. Is that what I saw?
Correct. Yeah, that mostly goes to Taiwan and some other countries that might be threatened or facing aggression from China. So mostly most of that equipment is going to Taiwan.
And Taiwan is – I saw a piece on the weekend, one of the networks talking about the importance of microchips, and Taiwan apparently is – they're turning out a bunch of them there. And that's probably what China's looking at. Go ahead.
Well, yes, and there's always been this aggression from China over Taiwan. There's a belief that China owns Taiwan and that China is not an independent country. But, you know, Taiwan has been committed to democracy and some of more of the ideals that America stands for, as opposed to the ones that China stands for. But, you know, as China continues to show aggression, Taiwan has been willing to purchase American weaponry, and America has also been willing to send weaponry over to Taiwan, too. So it's been kind of a partnership that's been going on, I believe, since World War II.
Sure. Hey, Brian, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your time and your information. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning. 8:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, a couple of stories in the last couple of days about Sedgwick County and the Wichita City government. And apparently, they're going to have budget shortfalls, as much as, $14 million for the county? Or was that the city? City, I guess. But
everybody's, you know, got that.
Yeah, the what
school
happened?
District, city, county.
We had, of course, the pandemic came along, and the feds, they're flooding money into
tons
local
of
governments.
Money.
and we used it here. And I think our government's used it properly to take care of some business. But now you're stuck with, wait a minute. How much can we continue doing these services at this amount? Because our city and county government, those people do not want to raise taxes if they can possibly
avoid
it. And
just like you and me, the price of everything is skyrocketing.
Yeah.
It's not like you can keep spending the same every year and have the same services because the price of everything is so much more expensive.
You see, every now and then a person will run for the local office and they'll say, I'm going to bring sound business practices to the city hall or the county or whatever. And well, the business is that their prices go up for everything that, that they purchase. Insurance,
yep,
wages, everything. So how do we pay for it? How do we maintain the service level without gouging the public at the tax time? By the way, I've got my, I don't know about you, but I've got some property taxes due next month I get to pay. So looking forward to that as always. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, hey, we'll start out with Major League Baseball, where the Kansas City Royals last night were home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. Royals looking to snap a three-game losing streak, 11,000 fans on hand. Royals were down 2-0 halfway through this one, but one mistake by the Blue Jays, an error in the bottom of the fifth inning, opened the door. Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate after that. Valley Sports, Kansas City.
Line, fair ball. The game is tied. Garcia to third. He's being waved home. And the Royals have taken the lead.
He was overdue for some more ribbies, and there it was. It was a changeup, looked like. Stayed right in the middle of the plate. Junior out in front. Timing was perfect. Garcia is coming hard around third base.
So the error opened the door. The Royals capitalized with three unearned runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And after that, just handed over to the bullpen. Three Royals pitchers out of the bullpen, 4 2/3 innings, 0 runs allowed, including John Schreiber, who threw a scoreless seventh inning. He's got a 0.82 earned run average. The Blue Jays hitters went 1 for 13 against the Royals bullpen. Hey, Royals win it 3-2. Get back in the win column. The Royals hosting the Blue Jays again tonight, 6:30, in three of this four-game series. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College baseball last night, Wichita State on the road visiting 18th-ranked Oklahoma. Shocker pitchers held the Sooners to 3 hits, but the Shocker offense couldn't get much going on. Oklahoma won it 3-1. Oklahoma scored all 3 runs in the bottom of the third inning. All 3 of those runners that scored reached base on a walk. Yeah, 3 walks, 3 runs, and that was it. Oklahoma beat the Shockers 3-1. Shocks have lost 5 in a row, falling to 21-21 on the season. Oklahoma now on an 8-game winning streak, one of the hottest teams in the nation. They've won 7 in a row. Shocks take the road loss. Wichita Wind Surge, minor league baseball, couldn't get any offense, losing 1-0 at San Antonio last night. San Antonio scored a run in the bottom of the first, and 1-0 was the final score. 4,000 at the game in San Antonio last night. The game only took 2 hours and 6 minutes. The Wind Surge couldn't score. Wichita at San Antonio again tonight. Another college softball action yesterday out on the west side at Two Rivers. Friends University with a pair of wins over Avila with a sweep, winning 8-0 and 5-3. Now a 11-game winning streak for the Friends softball team. 31-15 on the season, all alone in third place in the conference. Big wins for Friends in softball. And we look back at a guy that being one of the great athletes in Kansas history. We don't talk about him a lot. Ray Evans passed away 25 years ago today at the age of 76. Maybe one of the great athletes in KU history.
Unquestioned.
All-American in football. Yeah. Two-time All-American in basketball.
Wow.
I mean, goodness gracious. Possibly the greatest athlete ever to attend KU. He played professional football, he played professional basketball, and he got offered a contract to play for the New York Yankees.
Where was he from?
He was born in Kansas City, Kansas.
In Kansas City?
Yeah, he's Kansas native. Yeah. Pretty interesting. He went to Wyandotte High School.
Oh,
in the Kansas City area. Yeah. When he was a football star at KU after World War II, led the Jayhawks into the Orange Bowl. Only NCAA football player ever to lead the nation in passing on offense and interceptions on defense in the same season. And 75 years after he played, he's still KU's all-time single season and career leader in interceptions.
That's amazing.
On the defensive side of the football.
Amazing.
And he was a great guard on the basketball team, too. Like we said, an All-American in basketball. He's the only KU athlete to have his basketball and football jersey numbers retired. And he even served 3 years in World War II in the United States Army Air Forces. So his career was interrupted by that.
He probably went out and cut the grass on the baseball.
Probably did.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Wow.
The guy, what a great athlete at KU in football and basketball. The great Ray Evans. He passed away 25 years ago today, at the age of 76. Bless his heart. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. I'll keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the gag order is unfair to Trump. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.